little 54-40 for those of you driving to Ben Yoff. The big Gateway Festival is on, and they're on the bill. That's always a great weekend of fun and music. And hopefully the weather cooperates. Looks as if it's going to be a decent one, at least till Sunday this weekend. That's when it could get a little wet, but still in the 23-degree mark. But today it's hydration and sunscreen, 31 for the high. And Dino Days are on in East End. Of course, our very own Evan Bray, he took the whole day off. He's already in Abernethy, who is having their big hometown fair today. That's his hometown, and we'll be touching base with the organizers of the hometown fair there right after the 7 o'clock news. Evan was telling me he once entered a pie contest, placed fourth when he thought and wished he had gotten first, and has never entered the pie contest since. So we'll see if he's changed his mind today. We'll check into that after the 7 o'clock news. Incidentally, some of the headlines you've been hearing with Kevin Martell this morning, that RCMP officer continues to recover after being shot yesterday morning at a home in the Muskogan First Nation. Police issued an emergency alert as the suspect bolted, but he was caught a few hours later. But, man, for a time there, as police were looking for him, locals were pretty scared and were told to lock down in place. But fortunately, they got him. And that officer is going to be okay, which is good news to hear, too. Some of us in the newsroom this morning, we're talking about the return of Happy Gilmore. It's been 29 years since the first movie, but Happy's hitting the links again.
But even when you're at the top of your game, you can always shank one.
Happy Gilmore sucks.
Oh, eat a bag of
Happy Gilmore 2. On Netflix, and in this one, he's trying to make a comeback in golf in order to put his daughter through a prestigious ballet school that will cost him $75,000 a year. Adam Sandler was asked, what brought Gilmore out of retirement?
When I walk down the street, a lot of times people say, are you ever going to do Happy Gilmore too? And for 28 years, I was like, what are you talking about? No. And then all of a sudden, I was like, maybe.
Lots of cameos in the sequel, I'm hearing. Almost every professional golfer you can think of makes an appearance. Sandler's real-life wife and kids co-star in it. I love the original as much as the next guy, but Adam Sandler, I'm going to be real with you. When it comes to being funny, I don't put him near the top of my list of funny actors or comedians. I really don't. I never have. And perhaps it's because back in the day, my buddies and I, we went to the theater to watch Waterboy. And, oh my goodness, might be one of my all-time worst movie experiences. I hated that movie. Some of you probably love it. That movie ruined Sandler for me, quite honestly. So how funny, if at all, is Adam Sandler to you? I think he's a great guy, but he's not the funniest. I would put Will Ferrell, Seth Rogen way ahead. Vince Vaughn, even. He's good in movies. Ben Stiller. Is Adam Sandler funny to you? Text me, 1-877-300-7275. He's back.
The 32 of Toronto, Fajardo.
Almost, pretty much 3 years since our former quarterback left town, and we've never played him since. Unbelievably, either, just the way it worked out, injuries as well, too, but he's making his return. And yes, CJME Ryder reporter Britton Gray was there to see him yesterday about his return.
I'll say this about my time in Sask. I learned a lot. I learned a lot about being a professional quarterback. I learned a lot about being the head of a franchise, the face of a franchise, getting media, put in your face after losing a tough game or winning a game, and just how to carry yourself. So I have learned a lot of experience being here, and I don't think my career trajectory of this wouldn't have been what it was if it wasn't for my time here in Saskatchewan.
Elk said that they need a spark, and that's why they made the switch from Trey Ford tonight. Coach Mace acknowledging he's going to be a challenge.
Our guys know it, and shoot, he's a heck of a quarterback, man, so we got to be on our P's and Q's defensively to make sure we make it as tough a day as possible on him. But he's shown to be a winner. So if we want to go where we want to go, we're going to have to make it pretty tough on him.
Of course, the Riders will look to keep the pressure on Fajardo and get win number 6 on the season. Kickoff at 7, Green Zone pregame show at 5. Last night in Calgary.
That is up! Has the line! Nails it with room to spare! What Jose Maltos.
Maltos with a 58-yard field goal. They won it. The Alouettes beat the Stamps 23-21. I bring this up because obviously now the Riders got a major opportunity in front of the hometown crowd tonight to take back first place in the West. Kevin Martell joining me.
How do you not want to rip your shirt off to that theme?
Boy, oh boy. Hulk Hogan, we were all shocked in the newsroom yesterday when the word came down that Hulk had passed away. Cardiac arrest is all we are hearing right now. 71 years old. We immediately began flashbacking to all our favorite moments.
Yeah.
First time I ever stood and cheered in a basement at a buddy's house in Northwest Regina. WrestleMania 3, of 15-20 of us in the basement watching it. That's when the Hulkster body slammed Andre the Giant. We were all on our feet in that basement. Couldn't believe our eyes.
So many
became great, a Hulkster then.
Yeah, so many great moments. I remember when I was a kid, young, and Hulkamania had been running wild, as it were, for a couple of years at that point. But I remember, being a young kid and doing the flexes, right? The Hulkster flexes and really, really going at it. And he was just, this is a guy who went, above and beyond just the wrestling industry. This is really what put kind of wrestling on the map, so to speak. It's one of those names that whether you've never watched 2 minutes of wrestling, you could probably name and identify Hulk Hogan. You knew where he was from. He was kind of like, the Babe Ruth of baseball or the Wayne Gretzky of hockey, Michael Jordan of basketball, a name that just goes with the sport, and in this case, entertainment.
And, obviously there's a complicated legacy behind the man too, right? Some said he was a horrible person. He did get caught. There was racism caught on tape. There was steroid abuse in the early days. You think of there was also that sex tape that a buddy of his actually had put out there.
Yeah.
And that inevitably saved him, his career, because he was broke at that time. And
right.
He won $30 million in damages and kind of, again, he was reborn in so many ways. He became a Christian just a few months ago.
That I did not know.
Yes. And that's why I think a lot of social media, it's always a dark world out there, right? Some are praising the Hulkster and some are saying, oh, he was a horrible man. But
he's got a story. He's got a story. The life is...
You cannot deny no one else brought you to your feet when it comes to wrestling, or maybe made you buy a ticket, because he would do that wherever he went. It was quite the scene. Okay, Riders, you.
Oh,
there's
yes.
no smoke in the air. Cody Fajardo is starting.
Back.
That was enough for you to buy tickets.
Yeah, absolutely. I think it's going to be a fun game tonight. Christmas in July game. And Greg, I understand that you, my friend, talk to the one and only Santa Claus?
Well, I had heard. The Riders are telling us that he might be in sandals on the sideline tonight next to Gaynor. And so, every December I let the kids talk to Santa. I've got the direct line to the North Pole. And I thought, I tried calling earlier this morning. And he had the phone forwarded to the beach. He's on holidays. But he is going to make his way to the game tonight. But what do you think about this whole idea of Christmas in July? It's got everyone talking. I think.
We'll see how it is embraced this morning. I know even in our household, we were talking about, hey, do we have a Santa hat that we could easily fish out and
Rider
possibly
sold
wear?
Them at the Rider store. I bet they sell them tonight, Kevin.
Maybe I'll have to pick one up.
If you show up tonight in a Santa hat with the Rider logo and your Hulk shirt ripped apart a little, I'd be impressed.
It'd be hard because I have to, it's a balance, Greg, between the Rider game and being able to watch Happy Gilmore 2. I understand that you don't find Adam Sandler funny.
No, I saw Waterboy, and that
Waterboy's
was a horrible
great.
Movie.
Waterboy's great.
And then I just hated Adam Sandler. But Happy Gilmore is an awesome movie. So I'm very curious about the sequel. It's on Netflix today.
Yeah, it is. You can stream it right now. And I don't know, I'm kind of torn on this one. I mean, when is a sequel from, a movie that was made 20 or 30 years ago, and it's specifically a comedy movie, when has it been like, oh man, it is as great as the first one is?
Well, and in the past, you've trashed, you hate how Netflix makes these big expensive movies, and they always seem disappointing. You told me in the past.
My bar is kind of low for this, so hopefully... hopefully it's better than that.
Okay. Kevin Martell from the 980 CJME Newsroom at 6:58. Well, through the summer, there's a lot of small-town, hometown fairs. I know in Ben Goff, they got the Gateway Festival is on this weekend. And many of your communities have already had their hometown fair. Around Canada Day weekend, a lot were on the go-to. East End has Dino Days going. And Evan Bray took the day off because he's headed home. Abernethy, the hometown fair today. And Megan Bennett is one of many who helps ensure that it's a success and joins me on the phone today. Megan, good morning. I think she's there. I got to check with my producer here. Oh, there she is. Megan.
There. Hi,
I got
good
you.
Morning.
Hey. I was
how
worried.
Are you?
I'm well. Look, hey, how long have you been holding this fair in Abernethy?
This is year 118. And all of our records show that we have never, ever had to cancel our fair day due to weather or anything like that. In our 118 years, the only year we missed out was in 2020 when there was COVID. So we've got a longstanding tradition of holding our fair, which is always held on the fourth Friday of July.
That's well,
how
and
you it's, can remember that, the fourth one.
The town is, what, maybe 180, 85 or so people, but people come back to Aber and from the whole district, don't they, for this?
Absolutely. We go from, like you said, just under 200 people for our population, and we can have anywhere between 800 to 1,000 people just in our little, you know, one-day fair we have.
That's awesome. It starts with a pancake breakfast out here this morning, and Evan Bray took the day off. He's headed there. Do you have him working?
I haven't seen him yet. I'm actually live with you from our pancake breakfast right now, but it's starting to fill up right now. It's the perfect start to the morning. We've probably got about 30 people here already, and we just opened at 7, but that's how we kick it off is with our pancake breakfast.
I know he's going to be there because I spoke to him last night. He's already in town there, and he was headed there. Now, Evan Bray was in a pie competition 1 year, and he failed miserably. He got fourth place, and he seems to have taken it badly because he hasn't entered the competition since, has he?
He has not, even though we've tried to, challenge him and entice him. So I'll have to work on that.
Okay. Big horse competition too. Tell me about this.
Yes. Sure. So 9 o'clock is when things start to really get underway. So one of the things, like you said, is our horse show. So it's very popular. It's an all ages classes. So from the young ones to, 39 plus, we like to say. So it is an SHF Heritage Circuit show, so it's a good one. It's popular. We get quite a few people. I don't know the numbers for that until it's done because it's kind of when people come, but it runs from about 9 a.m. and about between 7:30 and 8 p.m. is how long it goes, and it's got a little bit of all kinds of classes that you could be interested in. So
sounds good.
And then with that, we've got all other kinds of fun events planned as well.
It's a family fun event. Megan Bennett is my guest. The Abernethy Hometown Fair is on already. The pancakes are being flipped at this very moment. How important is this fair to the community?
It's so important. It's our little town, like we said, of under 200 people. We all come together, all of our community groups, come together between, our local store, our campground, our rink, everybody just works together and
brings everyone together. Yeah.
Everybody comes home, everybody, like you said, everybody comes home for Fair Day.
Yeah. Well, I hope it's a huge success.
Calendar and marked. Thank you.
Yeah. And when you see Evan Bray, make sure he's wearing sunscreen. He's pretty tall and, it's 31 degrees today, so.
It's going to be a beautiful one for sure.
Okay. Well, thanks for enlightening us about the Abernethy Hometown Fair. I hope it's a lot of fun and you have a great time. Thank you.
Thank you so much for your time.
It's like a heat wave, burning in my heart. Well, we started the week barely breathing because there was so much smoke, and it was a 10-plus on the air quality scale from Environment Canada. But the smoke has cleared, and now the heat wave, at least for today, 31 degrees, and it's game day. Evan Bray, as I mentioned a few moments ago, has gone home to enjoy the hometown fair. Taylor McPherson is here filling in nicely. Happy Christmas in July, Taylor. It's July 25th, 5 months away.
It's really funny. I saw some of the Rough Riders doing the Christmas in July game, and some of the videos that they were posting on their social media were very funny. They're all wearing kind of Rider Santa hats, but it is not going to feel like Christmas today with 31 in Regina. Still, it's going to be a fun game as the Riders take on Cody Fajardo as the starting quarterback, and a lot of questions about what kind of reception Cody is going to have from the fans at Mosaic.
Well, I think we can hear it already. It's going to be loud in that park, and there's only a few thousand tickets left. I expect a good walk-up crowd tonight with the weather. It's looking so hot, and should be a great evening to start the weekend with football. Belton Johnson was on with me early. He's going to be on Eaton Time later, I know, with you. But 42-20, Belton said that's almost a massacre here tonight. How are you feeling about the Riders' chances?
On paper, the Riders have every chance to absolutely crush the Elks here, but on paper is not the same as on the field, is it, Greg, as often turns out to be the case? I mean, the Calgary Stampeders were able to sneak up and kind of start really playing like a team all of a sudden, sort of halfway through the season. So you never know what's going to happen. I think it's going to be a really exciting one, but I'm predicting a Rider win, maybe not a blowout as much as Belton is, but we'll see what people have to say. Of course, we've got green and white prognostications on the show at noon.
Well, I want to get a quick take from you, too. I don't know if you're an 80s child or not, but Ozzy, Theo Huxtable, and now the Hulk, that's a lot of significance for anyone who lived through the 80s. Any comment on the Hulkster passing away, sadly? 71.
It was really surprising to see it. I mean, he certainly lived a bit of a not the healthiest lifestyle, certainly, but... You know, I was absolutely a wrestling fan growing up, but I kind of came right at the tail end of Hulk Hogan's stardom. You know, I remember a giant match that he had against The Rock where The Rock won the championship from him, and it was seen as kind of the passing of the torch to a new generation. But he was always around in wrestling when I was watching it, and he'd still come out and have the occasional match, and it was always exciting. You know, even though I didn't grow up in the Hulk Hogan, Randy Savage, ultimate 80s, bright, colorful era of wrestling. I kind of grew up in that Attitude Era. Everybody still, just the reverence around Hulk Hogan was always there.
Certainly was. All right, Taylor, what do you got coming up filling in for Evan today?
We're going to start with some Rider talk. Britton Gray, our Rider reporter, is going to join us. He's going to break down the game. Of course, we'll get his prediction as well. We've got a really interesting one coming up in the 9 o'clock hour. We're going to talk to Scott Sturrett. He's a Rider CEO of an organization called Venture for Canada. He published a piece in the Globe and Mail this week calling for Canada's voting age to be lowered down to 16 years old. And he makes some really interesting points around why that should be the case. So we're going to hear from him and then open up the phone line, see what our listeners think when it comes to potentially dropping Canada's voting age. I'm not sure on this one, Greg.
That's a tough one. I have to think about that. You certainly bring up some good points. That's going to be a solid show today. And the only thing you missed out is your review of Happy Gilmore 2. You've probably already watched it, haven't you, this morning?
Sadly, no, but it just came out on Netflix, so I'm definitely going to check that out.
Yeah.
Me and my friends still quote the original movie. Those early Adam Sandler movies, every line in them was just gold, and there's a reason that they're so fondly remembered.
All right, buddy. We'll talk to you later on the show at 8:30. Thank you, Taylor, for filling in for Evan Bray. Appreciate it.
Thanks, Greg. Have a good one.
Taylor McPherson for Evan Bray at 8:30 today.